22.
What if we break open a wall and see what's inside? Said Vig.
Nate shook his head. And how are you going to explain that to Oscar?
We don't, she said. We keep it quiet, knock out a wall between two apartments so no one in the hallway ever sees anything.
It's not that simple, said Clive. He used a piece of bread to mop up the last bits of sauce on his plate. We'd need a way to muffle the noise, even if we just do it with hand tools, and we'd need a way to haul out all the plaster, wood, bricks, and whatever else we find in there.
Assuming there is anything in the wall we pick, said Nate. Plus, you'd want a way to hide it if Oscar stops by for something, added Zila. It'll be pretty tough for him not to notice a wall is missing.
Anything that falls into the wall would make a racket, continued Clive. Some of it might fall all the way to the basement, and then we'd have to get all the supplies to rebuild it past Oscar.
Not to mention this place is a National Historic Landmark, said Nate. I think you can get jail time for vandalizing it.
Really?
He shrugged. I don't know. Sounds likely, though, doesn't it? Heck, what two apartments would we do it between?
He looked around Clive and Debbie's cathedral room.
It's not like we could afford to replace all this woodwork if we did it here.
Definitely not, said Debbie.
The five of them sat around the table and stared at each other for a few moments. Vic held her finger and thumb a fraction of an inch apart.
We could just make a little hole and shine a light in. You still wouldn't see anything, said Zila. Not unless you were lucky enough to hit a spot where something was.
Then we could put a camera in the hole and look around. A fiber optics one.
Now you're just being silly, said Nate. She sighed.
It's just frustrating.
Well, said Clive, it's about to get more frustrating. I've got a 5 a.m. call tomorrow over at Paramount and I can't be late.
6 more days and he's in the Carpenters Union, said Debbie.
This was awesome, though, Clive said. Are we going to do more next weekend?
Their gazes settled on Nate.
I don't know, he said.
We should be careful, though. Oscar's not going to be happy if he thinks we're snooping around where we're not supposed to be.
That's so cute, said Debbie. Snooping around.
Vic sighed.
Anyway, said Debbie, thanks so much for coming over, but everyone get out. My hubby needs his sleep.
Did you just call him your hubby? Zila asked with a grin.
Yep, now get out. I'll help you clean up, Vic offered. Out! See you all later.
Clive nodded at Nate.
Thanks again.
Thank you, said Nate. Thanks for dinner, said Zila. Debbie shooed them all out with a smile and closed the door behind them.
I should go too, Zila told them. I've got classes tomorrow.
She headed over to the staircase.
It was fun. Count me in for next time.
Vic walked down the hall to her apartment.
So, she said.
What are we doing next weekend?
Nate shrugged.
Why are you all asking me?
Because you've taken the lead.
Hardly. She looked up at him. The hall light caught her glasses and turned the lenses into white circles on her face.
Are you Fred or Shaggy?
Sorry?
If I'm Velma and Zila gets to be Daphne, who's that make you?
I hadn't thought about it. I think I took a quiz on Facebook once that said I was Scooby.
Scooby's a wuss-out answer, she said. Are you the guy in charge or the guy who follows orders and stumbles into stuff?
What's it matter? She shrugged.
I just want to know where we all stand. You brought Zila in on what we were doing and handed things over to Clive pretty quickly. Did that bug you?
I didn't think this was supposed to be our own secret investigation. Vic shook her head.
No, we all live here. Whatever's going on, it affects all of us.
He nodded. Clive knows way more about construction than I do. He knew what we needed to do and how we needed to do it. It would have been stupid not to let him run that whole thing.
So you're delegating, she said. Sounds like you're Fred to me.
He shook his head. If anyone's in charge, it's you. You're the one who started all this.
I started it, but you've done more in the past week than I have in almost a year.
I've just been building off what you started. Speaking of which, I was going to look some stuff up before I hit the sack.
Work tomorrow?
Pretty much always. Longest employed temp in my office.
Any benefits at all?
They pay me on time, that's about it.
Why are you still there?
Nate shrugged. Nowhere else to go. It's not like there are tons of jobs and I don't have enough in the bank to live off while I look for one. He shrugged again. Something better will show up, I just try not to think about it.
Now you're sounding like Shaggy,
he smiled. Whatever. Good night.
Good night.
I'll swing by tomorrow or Tuesday. We can figure out what we're going to do this weekend. He was halfway across the lounge when her voice caught up with him.
Fred always went off with Daphne, she said. Shaggy always went with Velma.
Definitely sticking with Scooby for now, then.
Wuss,